one, the only, Gary, Indiana.
Oh, yeah. If you're a fancy fella.
That's right. That's how the French pronounce Gary. Gary.
They should just change the name to Gary. You know, do a little refresh to be fresh.
A refresh to be fresh, man. Yeah, get a little rebrand up in there. Maybe you can entice some of the hipsters of the modern era to move into town.
Yeah, Gary.
I was just chatting up the other day. We were talking about how we went to Boulder, actually. Hadn't been to Boulder in a while. And went to one of my favorite watering holes, the Dark Horse. A lot of rumors going around that they're going to completely tear up that part of town and remodel it, bring in some new restaurants and new apartments that will be unaffordable for the general populace. And
for anybody that works at those restaurants.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so they're going to, you know, just destroy everything that was old, wholesome, and good about the town. And we were discussing how, and I was hanging with some people who went to see you, Boulder, about 10 years ago. And we were kind of discussing the changing nature of the town post that kind of boom that occurred about 15 or so years ago when people started moving into town and it wasn't yet the hip place to go, right? And then we were kind of discussing how the last 10 years now it's been Austin, right? That's kind of where all the blondes that are 18 are going to college and all the bros follow, yeah. Right? And then the bros yeah. that follow the blondes end up staying in town to, you know, hit on the next crop of blondes. So those are the dudes, the bros who start the breweries, and then you start to get like a little culture going on and, you know, you build up the town. So we were kind of debating, like, what's the next place with the university that people are going to start flooding to that nobody sees coming? You know, is it somewhere in Ooh. Alabama, Mississippi? You know, look to where the college kids are starting to flock. That's where you want to get some property right now.
Good call. I wonder where that is going to be the next. Well, nobody saw Austin coming.
Right? But it just happened to be where all the blonde babes that were 18 started flocking for college, and then out of nowhere now, Tesla's got a manufacturing plant and Joe Rogan has a comedy club.
Yeah.
Right? And that's 10, 15 years. Look at, you know, Boulder, not too shabby of a town. We still happen and seen. Still very expensive to live and work and play. And we just brought in the biggest name in college sports, Neon Dion, Mr. Primetime himself, Sanders. And, you know, they're bringing in even more dough and revenue into that town. So yeah, they're going to knock down all the old stuff and bring in the new. But Boulder's played, right? Now Austin feels played. Where's the next Austin? Who's the new Boulder? I got to know.
Cuz you got to find the place that's still cheap that no, you know, they haven't ruined yet.
Yes, and the places that don't have like the hipster BS going on, like too many coffee shops. You know, like you want to go to the place that's still old school, like where the local folk are feeling a little uneasy by a lot of the young kids moving into town. That's where you want to buy up some property that's, you can get a nice house still for like $150,000.
Yeah, and then in 10 years, you sell it for half a mil.
Or $1.2 million, right? Like, think of the people who bought property in Boulder in the 90s for basically nothing. Became millionaires just by selling the property.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's some food for thought there. It was kind of hitting me the other day. We had spectacular sunshine here in Colorado. A rare 3-day break from the onslaught of chemtrails and cloud seeding. So it was welcomed. It was lovely. And almost too hot for February, man. You know me. I don't complain. When we go through these cycles, but even I was frying out there a bit, and I'm like, hey, you know, I think maybe there's a little climate change going on. I don't know about you guys.
Not that I'm complaining, though. I loved it, man. It was so nice.
I loved it. We went to a local brewery. I popped one open for this show here. It's from the Four Noses. And they and another brewery in Denver simultaneously released in January their newest beverage, which is, for these guys, it's a hazy double India pale ale. The turf of beers, if you will. Almost
I hate it already.
Impossible to follow. But it's called Public Domain, and they have the image of Steamboat Willie on their can. because now you can use the Steamboat Willie image. It's part of the public domain.
Right.
So, not a bad beer. Not too bad.
I hate it already.
I know.
Anything you gotta describe.
Dude, this brewery, though, they set up during the pandemic. All right? Like, they opened, I would say, February 2020. Right, and then like March came rolling through like a bat out of hell, and so we during that lockdown phase where things were reopening again and re-welcoming people, summer of 2020, right, July-ish, August, we ventured over there to, you know, socialize on some level, post lockdown insanity, and we had the worst experience with their outrageous fixation with the 6 feet rule. I mean, we walked in there. They had everything was divided with plexiglass. I've never seen so much plexiglass in my entire life. Just every nook, cranny, every which way you could turn, there was just a wall of plexiglass dividing you from another human. And then when we sat down outside, it was the only place you could sit, and it was 32 degrees out, right? Or whatever it was. It was just, we're out there, and the dude was standing like an obnoxious distance from our table with the mask on outside. And it was just a huge bummer of an experience that we just quickly had our beers and got the fuck out of there and never looked back. Didn't go back for like 2.5 years because what people don't realize is during those lockdown insanity times, those of us who weren't down with it sought and found our little places around town who also were like-minded with us and didn't want to abide by these nuts, rules and regulations. So we dismissed places that were heavy on the COVID rules, and we embraced the places that dismissed the COVID rules.
Oh, dude, there's places I went every day for years that I still don't go.
Same.
You know what I mean?
Same thing. So this brewery, I talked about it a while back when I popped out that tire on the highway after I drove over the dead carcass on the side of the road. And we had to take the car in to get the tire changed, and we just wandered up to the local brewery. This was the place. So yesterday, super sunny out. We wandered over there, had some brujas, and enjoyed the sunshine. Man, what a glorious day. Love the brewery lifestyle. I got to say that when it comes to Colorado, I do think we got two things going for us. It's still the brewery game and the experience of the brewery with the food truck and all that and the outdoor hanging out. You know, it could be February, March, and, you know, you're enjoying yourself outdoors. And then also, dude, the Mexican food. We're number one, I think, in the Mexican food game.
Oh, fuck no.
Oh, yeah, I'm throwing it out there. I'm laying it down, man. Colorado, top seed for the Mexican food. It's everywhere.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Our Mexican food's definitely better than yours, dude.
Nah, you guys got like, enjoy pizza, okay? Which is coming here. I read an article in the Westword here in Denver. The newest craze to sweep the downtown region in the pizza world is they're calling it the Chicago/Midwestern thin crust style pizza with the ingredients under the cheese. People, it's so simple. You put the ingredients under the cheese. It cooks with the sauce. It's the best way. It's the only way to make a pizza. Chicago style, where you get it cut in squares. That's how you do it.
Right.
So it's starting to become big, man. I think.
I don't think you got your Mexican food. I've had Mexican food in Colorado. It's like fancy white people food.
Well,
like they put way too many ingredients on the fucking
there's
taco.
There's some places, you know, like that. I mean? We've recently embraced a lot of the local places owned by families and what have you, where you're getting that, you know, the steak cooked all the way, right? You know what I'm saying? The crispy steak.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah, I think it's starting to.
You guys got them gay tacos.
They're three quarters. Out that closet door. All things are three quarters here in Colorado.
I don't think you've had an El Burrito in a long time. You know what I mean?
Well, once again, the El Burrito is specific to Chicago style eating. It's purely stuffed with steak. You get a little cheese. There's maybe two or three strands of lettuce. And it's just a giant pillow the size of your face of steak crammed in this gigantic tortilla.
Got that little layer of refried beans. That's what I'm saying, though. They keep it simple, you know? You go to Colorado, and they're like, oh, this is our Taipei version, or whatever the fuck they call it.
It comes with an avocado cream friche and dusted lightly with some gold feathers.
This coleslaw that we made special with aioli, or whatever they call that stuff.
And now we're going to bring out Salt Bae to season it for you. These tacos will be $6,000. Thank you.
Are his arms hairy? The hairiest.
All the salt sticks to the arm hair. It's beautiful. Salt Bae.
I don't know. Not impressed with the Colorado Mexican food.
All right. The challenge is on. I hear you. I don't think for the Chicago diet, anything out of Colorado holds water. You know, you're used to a certain etiquette of cuisine where, I guess the best way I could describe it is Chicago saw the Italian beef and they're like, this is missing something. Let's put a sausage in the middle of that. All right, now we're talking. Now we got a meal, you know?
I'm grown accustomed to a meat ratio per meal.
The Italian beef was not enough for the Chicagoan. They needed to stick a Polish sausage in the middle of that Italian beef, call it the combo. Now we're satisfied.
It's an Italian sausage, not a Polish.
Sorry, an Italian sausage.
Man, Frank, you got to come back. You're getting gayer and gayer every day you stay out there.
6/8. We're hitting the 6/8 territory. No, wait. That's still 3/4. Certified moron over here, 7/8. That's what I meant to say. I'm a math magician. I don't know if you know this, Matt.
We'll give you a 9/16.
I'm blaming this public domain beer once it hits that bloodstream, baby. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, man, I had the best ice cream ever yesterday.
Nice.
I don't know what just made me think of it. Breyers came out with a Star Spangled Banner.
Wow.
Fucking ice cream.
Did you get a Liberty boner having some of this?
Oh, I was hard the whole time. It's instead of strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate, it's strawberry, vanilla, and blueberry.
Wow, that's awesome.
Oh, it's so good. I hate chocolate ice cream. Man, it was so good to just have the three good flavors.
I like it, and it's red, white, and blue. It's patriotic. And with every purchase, Kid Rock shows up at your house and shoots at a 24-pack of Bud Light.
He shoots at your, what are those two f***ings out of Vermont? Dylan
Mulvaney. Oh, no, Ben and Jerry's.
He comes over and shoots your quarts of Ben and Jerry's. Yeah, it's great.
Oh yeah, that's good times. Ben and Jerry's still rocking. They're incredible. They've nailed it. You know, they make a product that the most obese country in the world can't get enough of. So they could just make whatever absurd political statement they want, and nobody remembers it or cares because they're making this ice cream stuffed with Reese's peanut butter cups and Twix and nuts and cherries. You know, it's like, I'm gorging myself here. I feel fantastic. I don't care what you said.
Nobody remembers when they said they made that comment on Columbus Day. They were like, we should give the land back to the native people.
I remember.
And so some native ancestors who were, like, some people who were actual ancestors of the people that were kicked off the land that their factory sits on.
That's
went up
right.
to them and was like, yo, give us our land back, man.
This is just like how the Redskins or the Washington Commanders are now being sued again, but by the people who were representatives of the family whose patriarch is the iconic silhouette of the Redskins. And this was a real Native American, and apparently it was a huge honor for him to be the representative of a football team, and it was finally, in their eyes, representation and acknowledgement that they exist. And then all of a sudden, we got our panties all in a bunch, and we're like, no, it's racist, we gotta get rid of it. And now it's gone, and they're pissed, so they're suing these guys to get it back. It's We go back.
It goes
and forth.
Even deeper because I didn't even know. I just heard this story about the. It was like a college football team.
The Seminoles, maybe.
That were all Indian. And it was like one of the reasons they were so happy to be represented in the NFL is because there was like this football team that was all Indians, and they started playing against the all white teams, like the Ivy League teams.
Right.
Who weren't back in the day. They were actually like real men.
That's
trying
right.
to prove them, trying to prove themselves. And apparently the Indians saw it as like the football was the first time they were able to prove that they were on par with the whites.
Sure, one of the most famous back at the turn of the century in the 1900s, Jim Thorpe.
Jim Thorpe.
One of the greatest athletes in American history. He was half Native American, I believe, an absolute beast of a man compared to everyone else. His shoes were stolen before the Olympics, and he competed in two separate different shoes he pulled out of the garbage and beat the crap out of everybody in the competitions he competed in. And he was he's considered one of the greatest football players to ever play American football.
Wow, go Indians. You know? And used to have a representation, but now they're the Commanders.
Yeah, congratulations. Is everyone woke? Is everybody woke now? Okay, good.
It had so much meaning behind it. Did you ever hear Ben Shapiro say the difference between a conservative and a liberal?
No, I'm not familiar with this.
So he says the difference between a conservative and a liberal is they're both walking through a field they've never been through before, and they come across a fence that's in their way. The conservative says, well, we should probably leave it here, even though we don't know why it's there. It's there for a reason. Somebody put it there. Maybe we should just leave it. And the liberal just says, no, we don't need it. Why is it here? We don't even know why it's here. Just remove it. You know?
Yes. That's, you know, that's good.
Then a week later, you're attacked by some wolves that got through the fence now, you know, or something.
Like, oh, yeah, absolutely.
It goes with this, too. It's like, you guys just saw, oh, my God, Redskin. Oh, my God, this has got to be bad. You never even, none of you people ever made the effort to dive into the meaning and, like, the history of the football and the Indians and the relationship, you know what I mean?
Or the guy that was being celebrated on their emblem. I mean, he was actually, he would tour the country. He was considered a hero, and he brought the most notoriety and education about the Native Americans to the general public. I mean, he was hugely celebrated, and it is considered a major disgrace and offense that they removed him from the team name. It's so absurd. But again, when did this happen? Well, right during that magical year of 2020 when we were just fighting racism with full fists. Unbelievable. We're retarded, man. We went through the ringer the last few years. I really, you know, I'm a half glass full kind of guy. I feel a pendulum swing going the other way. The mockery is ensuing. We got the comedians on our side. And, you know, I believe the woke is nearing the end. There's no doubt. And either way,
Jim Thorpe got his medals taken away.
Crazy. Yes, that's because he didn't declare something, or it has something to do with his collegiate declaration or whatever.
No, because he technically wasn't an amateur because he was playing minor league baseball.
That's it, yeah.
That's crazy to think that the Olympics used to be like professionals weren't allowed in it.
Well, you know, you got people who maybe want to be a professional, so they're going to actually compete.
Maybe. But, like, think about how different our basketball would be if, like, the NBA couldn't be in it.
Yeah, it used to be that way, and then we decided, no, we're just going to dominate, and we created the Dream Team, and it was Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, like, the greatest talents of all time, and they just dominated everyone.
Not to be confused with the Redeem Team. Go watch that movie. That was a great documentary.
Was that LeBron?
Yeah, that was when they like lost 4 years in a row or whatever, and then they came back and won.
That's right. Yeah, the Redeem Team. We'll be right back. good times. I'll have to tune in this next round. I was watching the other day. Basketball had their All-Star weekend, and it was total crap. And they keep discussing every year. They talk about it. Did you see the score of the All-Star game in the NBA? It was like 200 and something to 200 and something.
To be honest, I didn't even know there was an All-Star
See that?
Game.
Yeah, nobody watches it, and it was garbage basketball. And the score was over 400 points combined. It was completely.
It's crazy.
It was a complete circus. It was the Globetrotters versus the Globetrotters. That's what you witnessed. And they keep talking about like trying to make it better. And, you know, what they should do is for these All-Star games, for the football Pro Bowl, for the baseball All-Star game, if you're a starter, you shouldn't be able to play in these All-Star games. It should be the non-starters who get voted in. And then we see some people really trying to compete and make a name for themselves.
That's a good call. That is a good call. You were wrong, though, Frank. It was actually 186 to 200.
Sorry.
So they came short of a 400 game by 3 points.
Yeah, so, I embellished for dramatic effect. Yeah, that's right.
God damn. Dude, there's only four quarters. Games used to be 100 points. Now you guys are shooting 100 points in a quarter.
Well, we had a guest over and we were checking out on the TV. The Sports Center was doing some replays from the evening, and she was, you know, shocked. She goes, "Oh my God, what is with that score?" And it was like 125 to 121. And I said, "Oh, that's nothing. There was a game earlier. It was like 145 to 133. You know, like these guys. There's no defense, man. These are mammoth human beings who can touch the rim without jumping. Like, the game is defeated."
Yeah, they got to raise the net. Build a bigger court. Make the ball bigger. Because now the guys are so big, the balls, like, they're just palming it.
Well, then you got to make it smaller. That would make it more difficult.
That's the white person game. What's that? Where they blew on the ball and shit.
Are you talking about
gay game?
Pickleball, the fastest rising sport in America?
No, the small ball where they're like running around throwing it into the like kind of like a soccer goal.
Flicker ball.
What?
Handball.
Handball. Is it handball?
I don't know. There's so many dumb. You know what the problem is? Individuals who are ethnically gifted have dominated all actual sports, so white people are coming up with these bizarre, stupid games now where we could sort of dominate for a little bit because... That's why now Colorado is sending two kids to a California university on a cornhole scholarship.
You're psycho, dude.
Right?
We have to keep coming up with games so we could keep getting scholarships.
The urban blacks and the European white dudes are dominating basketball. You got the urban blacks primarily dominating football. We have the South American Hispanics dominating baseball. There's nothing for white dudes anymore.
Bring on the bags.
Cornhole champions. That's right.
And the handball.
How close are we to basketball? It's going to be coming, man.
It's coming.
Remember Basketball? That was a genius movie, dude.
Even that sounds like the blacks would dominate. You know what? We're just going to have to make Magic the Gathering an Olympic sport. We'll start with Magic, work our way to Pokemon.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of international affairs, I came across a conspiracy the other day when I was perusing the Reddit, conspiracy threads, and I found something that I thought was juicy, and I kind of just shelved it in my mind. And then we, were entertaining guests and chatting about stuff, and it popped up not from my own mind, but from others. And I was shocked that this is really making the waves here, but there is a genuine belief that Prince William beat the crap out of Princess Kate Middleton, whatever, and she's been in a coma for 2 months.
What? I heard she just had stomach surgery or
something. Dude, she hasn't been seen publicly since she allegedly went in for emergency stomach appendectomy or whatever it was. Yeah, and so allegedly there's all this talk that he's a very violent fella and a potential woman abuser, and that he... being rumored that he knocked her unconscious, and she's been in a coma since.
Wow.
And it's getting like
you idiot. You're supposed to make it look like a car accident. Did you learn nothing from Mother?
Well, it actually ended up being a paparazzi broke into their home, and during the attack, he was defending her life.
The paparazzi's the one that came in and beat her up, I swear.
It's always the paparazzi, and you know what? Turns out the guy had child porn on his phone. It's incredible. I don't know how it...
The paparazzi, I don't know what he did. He came into my house at 4 a.m. smelling like another woman, apparently, and she got all upset. And then he beat the shit out of her. I don't know what happened.
So that's the hot conspiracy out there that I typically dislike discussing anything with these royals. They annoy the crap out of me, especially the idiot who used to party with Nazi uniforms on, who's married to Meghan Merkel now. But I found this one to be exciting, juicy, conspiratorial.
I heard a different one, and mine went a lot deeper. I thought this was the one you were going to go
with. Ooh, what do you got? Aliens? That, Anunnaki?
That they kind of failed with the Great Reset and the whole COVID thing.
That's right.
And so now it's kind of like they're cleaning house. That's why, like, Charles has cancer. They think Kate Middleton has cancer, and they're, you know, but she's dying from. And, like, the Rothschild guy dies, and, like, there's been going through all these people that have, like, recently died and everything, and how they're just kind of cleaning house to start over.
To start over for a new Great Reset.
Yeah.
Wow.
Some more competent people in there, you know.
Wow. That's encouraging. It means the good guys may have prevailed this time around.
Oh, no, it's just the bad guys weren't bad enough, so now the really bad guys are putting worse people in.
And they're gonna really bring it hard this next round.
Did you see what's going on in China, dude?
I did not, China's not in a good way.
Dude, so, you leave work, right?
That's right.
You're just trying to go to the parking lot. You notice there's a break in traffic, so you run across the street real quick. Boom, you just jaywalked. Camera catches you. Identifies you. It knows who you are. They said even if it can't see your face, it can identify you by the way you walk.
Wow. Wow. That is frightening.
And it now has the permission where this computer, this like one program, it catches you, it gives you a violation, it goes into your bank account, extracts the money to pay the ticket, and lowers your credit score all before you get home.
Oh man!
So you get home and now your social credit score, and they got to the point now where like, if your social credit score gets too low, you cannot leave your city. You can try, but you can't buy anything. You can't go to any hospital. You can't get. You cannot do anything outside your city.
It seems to me this may open up an opportunity to start selling and wearing camouflaged clothing.
The computer knows by your. They said it could tell who you are by your gait.
What if you start mimicking other gaits?
The way you walk. That's going to be really hard.
You could. Oh, anybody.
I don't think you could outsmart the computer, right?
I think you can. I believe the computers are only as smart as what we're putting into them. And that's how we got Black George Washington.
Right, but what we've been putting into it for years is all these pictures and videos of ourselves.
It's true, yeah. Good call,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's really...
It was the purpose of LifeLog, right? Facebook?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man, they want to know everything about
they
you.
They got us.
They got us good. There's no doubt about it. And they're certainly watching us at all times here in Colorado. They're talking about all these new legislations that they want to pass to implement more tracking and surveillance with all these cameras they have installed. I even saw an article before we went live today, really kind of caught me off guard, but they have a proposed bill that would add an extra fee for large SUV and truck drivers to fund safety infrastructure. So if you're driving a big truck, you're going to get taxed more money, and they're going to catch you with a camera and send you a bill. That's if you read the so they're going to use their surveillance camera because they can't have cops catch you driving around because we defunded all the cops, all right? So we don't have any cops. We got to use AI cameras to bust you, man. We're entering a Terminator-esque dystopia, and we're welcoming it with open arms. It's crazy.
Oh yeah, I can't wait for the robots. Dude, the minute the robots come to the city, I'm out. I'm going homestead.
Oh yeah, yeah. Man. You got to go urban. And maybe that explains their assault on rural focal rural. Out there.
For sure it is, dude. They want us all in the city so they control. Look how they control these people in the cities. I don't know. I love the idea. I love the fact that they all bring up, which is, more urban, college-educated people vote for Joe Biden. You mean the arts degrees?
Communication
the
major.
People who's, come on, man. The people who studied STEM fields, they tend to vote conservative, you know? They tend to be smarter, more logical thinkers.
Well, you know, I've been saying this from day one, especially back when they were databasing who got their COVID shots. My focus was on how they were most likely also databasing who didn't, right?
Yeah.
They want to know who's in and who's out, and... You know, if January 6th taught us anything over the last few years, it's that they really want to jail you if you're a conservative.
That is the end goal here. If you voted for Donald Trump, they're going to try and lock you up.
Yes, absolutely. And I believe that's the next step. That in my, it's been hanging there in my mind for a long time. You know, when is the excuse going to prop up that they just got to, you know, they got to nip it in the bud, right? They got to get after the voters. You know, if we round up everyone voting for Trump, then no one will vote for Trump. See?
I like, you know, it does resonate true. And he says they don't hate you for supporting me. They hate me because I represent you.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like that is the truth. They despise you people, you know. Bill Maher says it without even really knowing he's saying it. If you're the kind of person that's affected by the crime and the inflation, well, fuck you. He doesn't care about you. You're not one of the people, you know?
Right. Well, the ladies at The View, as always,
I love The View,
giving us some good fuel for the fire here. Whoopi Goldberg saying the quiet part out loud, I presume, accidentally here, but she's going all for it, man. And maybe when it comes to the powers that be and the legacy media and the machine that controls us, maybe they need The View and the Stephen Colbert and even maybe the Daily Show active in order to get their messaging across in a way that is palatable for the zombies consuming this, you know, entertainment. So Whoopi saying maybe the quiet part out loud, or maybe getting the ball rolling on the new messaging, which is it's not enough to lock up Trump because that might not work. So what we really got to do is we got to lock up the voters.
The Supreme Court won't hear oral arguments until the end of April. Now, I just, you know, just let's look at a scenario where the Supreme Court says, yes, he has that. He has all those rights. He is immune from everything.
Yeah.
You know what Joe Biden could do since he is presently president?
What?
Whoa. He could throw every Republican in jail.
Yeah.
I mean, he could. I mean, no. This is not
because
a good thing.
Because
he'd have totally, he could go. What this means is it's he could do anything.
Yeah.
He could dismiss everybody's debt.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole bunch of great stuff that could happen. But
you're literally saying things he has done.
Yes.
Am I wrong here? He's locking up people for no reason for January 6th.
Absolutely.
And you're relieving a whole lot of debt that nobody, you know what I mean? That we didn't vote on.
Nobody supports it. Yes, it's crazy. You're saying the quiet part out loud, I assume, on purpose.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, dude, but this is their platform now, right? We're going to give you back all your debt, and we're going to lock up everybody who doesn't vote for us.
So that we could keep giving you more money.
Yes.
We're just helping you, Frank. It's all about helping you.
If you help us...
Oh, you're a white man. Sorry.
Help us lock up our political opponents, and we will cut you checks forever.
It'll be great. Utopia.
Yeah. So they're basically kicking the can down the road, though. They're not taking up this case immediately.
Right.
So what's their motivation then? If we all know that they can't do what you just said because of the extreme power that a president would have, what is their motivation for not doing it right away?
Well, unfortunately, some people are saying the motivation is that there are certain conservative justices that have been appointed by Trump that want to help him. And because we know the end result is if this case is not resolved by the time of the election, and he, God forbid, becomes the president of the United States,
poo-poo.
The Justice Department policy is that you cannot indict nor put on trial a sitting president, right? And so it's his get out of
jail. He could throw him in jail.
But it's his get-out-of-jail-free card.
No, I'm saying Biden could throw him. This is a slippery slope, because if they give him this immunity...
What's good for the goose.
What I also will say is they're listening to these arguments in April. The end of their term is in June, right? They return again, I believe, in October. The Bush v. Gore case happened real quick. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? The Supreme Court knows how to work real fast.
That was the day democracy died.
Oh, that was the day, Joy Behar.
Oh, that was the day.
Oh, you nailed it. 2004.
That was the day. That was the day.
Do you remember? That was when the Supreme Court, I think, voted in favor of Bush winning his John Kerry election.
No, she said Gore.
Did she?
2000.
I thought she said 2004. Okay. Yeah, the allegory.
No, that was the hanging Chad.
It was, but they challenged the Kerry one as well. People forget.
But I think the Al Gore one, I think that the Supreme Court pretty much ruled it's inconsequential. You know, I think they kind of admitted they maybe thought he won, but the guy's already been president for 2 years. What are you going to do?
Does Joy Behar not see that she's simultaneously claiming the election in 2000 was stolen by the Republicans and then saying we need to throw Trump in jail for claiming the Democrats stole the last one?
And still saying that democracy died because her candidate lost in 2000.
Yes. And then we've lasted the last 24 years in a dead democracy.
It's been dead.
And maybe she's right, because 2000 was a bizarre conclusion. We had the hanging chads, and then on top of all of that, 9/11 occurred within a year, and then after that, Patriot Act, they dissolved a lot of our freedoms, and the surveillance state really did take over and go into, full blast right about that time.
No, I'm like totally all in that every president has been a member of the intelligence agencies, and that's why they're doing everything to get rid of Trump, is because he's not.
And that's why Obama was in there. The stuff on Obama just keeps getting better and better. I mean, when you really go down the road of Sotero, Obama's stepfather, and his relation to the Bush family, and
yeah, it's crazy.
The fact that Obama knew George Bush when he was a young child, and then all of a sudden he just coincidentally happens to be groomed to become one of the youngest presidents in modern history.
I know, it's really great.
With zero, background or actual, professional experience in leading in that way. Like, I mean, he just skyrocketed to fame and then became president. And then when you really look back, those 8 years under Obama, it was almost like a warp speed version of the George Bush administration.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It was. Yeah. The droner in chief.
Yeah, man. And then, then we sneak in Biden here on this really strange election where everybody votes by mail and we literally changed rules for voting because of the pandemic we unleashed to unseat the guy who was currently president. You know, and then you bring in this Biden regime, which is essentially the Obama, you know, group. And we have the interview of Obama saying, like, hey, you know, I would really love a third term where I can conclude everything I started here. And I would just run it from the basement.
He happens to live in D.C. the entire time.
And he's also the only president, former president, to stay in D.C. after his term.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of questions. Yeah, it's so crazy. But we got to arrest all the Republicans. That's what we got to do.
Well, to save democracy, Frank.
Crazy stuff, dude. It's only gonna get weirder this year, huh? The closer we get to November. I mean, we're here in March, and they're already slowly beating those drums on just straight up, let's arrest the people voting for the guy now. Because we're
I think they're getting desperate. The polls are looking really bad, especially with the black and brown community.
It's looking rough. So, absolutely. Well,
You know,
the black and brown community is reeling in their own situation right now with these entertainers that are being accused of all these wild things, the Diddy situation, and, you know, Shannon Sharp has been hosting all these podcasts where people are coming on and saying really damning things about the community, especially with a guy named Cat Williams who made a little bit of a stopover on the Joe Rogan Experience. Did you happen to catch
this
insanity?
I gotta watch it.
I never got around to the Lex Fridman. Did you ever get any Lex Fridman clippage there? Or
I didn't get any clips, but with Tucker Carlson, it was a great interview.
All right. Well, either way, Cat Williams was over on the Joe Rogan Experience, and he dropped some bombs that I was really into. Mike, you know I love when we slip into some occult-style conspiracy tinfoil hattery, so without further ado, let's give the stage to Mr. Cat Williams and him describing what Hollywood and the entertainment industry is truly all about.
Whole industries can be built upon your ability to know how certain things are going to hit certain people. And this was before we called things promotion and marketing. You know what I mean? That's Hollywood is not really there to entertain you. Like, that's great that that happens. But propaganda is something that is important to all civilizations. But that's what makes information so powerful is, you know, you don't care how people feel about the ritual. It's about, does following the ritual work? Yeah. And so you can fool yourself into thinking there isn't one, but the evidence will be clear. So like when I was like, these guys are wearing dresses. And everybody's like, oh, he keeps talking about people wearing dresses. No, it's not.
That is a weird thing.
It's not like that. Look at it from a different way. Look at it. Show me one person that ever wore a dress in Hollywood unsuccessfully.
Damn.
That's how you understand what a ritual is. Mm. So 20 years ago, I knew that transgenders was going to be a thing. It wasn't because I was a prophet. It's just I had gotten so much information that I understood that things are secular. So I understood that the earliest I had seen that word transgender was Baphomet, the transgender. And so I knew that in the ritual of Baphomet, the transgender, to show allegiance to him, you had to kiss his ass ring.
Really?
And it said, both of those things. So I knew that both of those things would become popular in the future, and that somehow calling people the goat would be normalized over the sheep being always the most popular reference.
I wish I had the same weed dealer as Cat Williams.
I do. I'm so sleepy now, man. What the fuck? Dude, it doesn't matter what information you're dropping if you're putting the people to sleep before they could hear it. Yeah? Come on. Put a little pizzazz in it.
I don't know. I think someone was summoning Satan upon his soul in that moment while he was speaking and started draining the life force from him.
I think so, man. Jesus Christ.
It's wild. We're living in this crazy time right now where we've kind of gone past the shock of the Jeffrey Epstein's and these kind of sex cults and the adrenochrome drinking and the blood sacrifices and all that stuff. And now we're entering into the celebrities openly discussing how these are the different demons and devils that these people are worshiping. And these are true Luciferians and Satanists. And we're going off the deep end this year when it comes with the tinfoil hat nuttery.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you think it is? You think Hollywood just kind of lost its power grip? Or are these people just trying to use it to, you know, get views?
No, I think the power grip has been lost. There was an awakening, man. Something happened with the COVID lockdowns and everything. The Great Red Pill, whatever it is, I think... I've been saying it the last year and a half, like, dude, people just aren't reacting like they used to. The machine doesn't have that same control on the minds of the populace, and which is what explains the Taylor Swift Super Bowl phenomenon and the controversy that they want to make fun of, which is it has nothing to do with Joe Biden and has more to do with how do we get our zombies back tuned into the boob tube.
And we knew, I know, you know, they kept trying to make it about Joe Biden. It's not about politics.
No.
Taylor Swift was just you guys making it obvious that you're just trying to get more audience, you know?
20 million more people tuned in for the Super Bowl because this chick is dating one of the players there. It's spelled out right there for you. They needed you zombies to tune back in so they could pump you with their propaganda.
Yeah, they brought in Taylor, so now you and your wife are watching.
Yes. And shocking, the propaganda has nothing to do with politics. The politics are there so these power players can keep us divided and fighting amongst ourselves. They're all making money regardless. They don't care what team their name is attached to.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Win or lose, Eric Swalwell still getting Chinese hookers.
You know yes, what I mean? The same hookers that Mitch McConnell's been married to for the last 40 years.
You know Swalwell likes those sloppy seconds.
That's right.
Yeah, though.
He likes them old, too. Yeah, they're all...
They call him Snowball Swalwell. That was his nickname in college.
But I believe that their grip on people's minds has slipped. I think people have tuned out and turned off. And pretty soon, they're going to start losing people with the cell phones. I believe you're going to start seeing a revolution there. People are going to start leaving the phones at home, turning them off, tuning it out. No more social media. I mean, I think people are awakening up to the fact that we are bombarded and submerged in toxic energy, you know, there's only one way to escape it, which is you just turn off the screen. You go outside, go for a run, hang out, talk with your neighbors, you know, visit the family. it's easy, but they don't want you to believe that. They want you to stay divided and fighting, and that's what we're left with. At the same time, now that everyone's disconnecting, these lies aren't making sense anymore.
I don't know. Yeah, I just don't know how much I believe all the, like, the Satan worship and the, you know.
I believe it, and I believe we're hearing more of it, and yes, I've always believed in it, and now it's coming to light, and I think because more people, again, are awakened and are open to hearing stuff that is shocking, which is...
So you're all in on, like, the Satan worship, the kids, the drinking the blood. Drinking the blood.
You're asking me, Mr. Flat Moon Theory, if he's all in on the rampant Satanism running our world? Yes, I'm all in. If you look to the Bible, my man, the Bible literally says that Earth is the playground of Satan. Like, he's the prince of this realm. You know, he even tempts Christ on his 40 days. You know, this is where he's able to, you know, trick and play and confuse and rule this dominion. So, you know, yeah, man. Do we have actual worshipers of Satan, maybe even in the most powerful positions in entertainment and politics? Yes, I totally believe it now.
Dude, you're right, because you look at Harvey Weinstein, and he was fucking the hottest chicks in the land. You're like, dude, that's a demon.
Well, what's the second temptation of Christ? Is he takes him up to the highest point, he shows him all the kingdoms, and he says, all of this will be yours if you just bend down, you know, get down and worship me. And, you know, how easy is it to trick anyone with that offer? Man, that's the signing your soul to the devil, is it not? You could have all of this, all this fame, all this fortune, all these great things, all the pussy in the world, man. The best pussy. Mm. You just have to worship me. Pussy. Sign right here, right at the dotted line, my friend. Give me your soul.
And so you're saying, I just gotta get this clear, the devil's the Jews?
I'm saying, I never, you know, look, folks, 7% over here. No, but,
I'm just kidding.
I'm saying that.
I'm just saying, you look at all these guys that are like the embodiment of the devil. You got Epstein.
Oh, yeah.
Weinstein.
Okay, I see where you're headed. Let's stop right there. Let's stop this train. It's rolling. Okay, it's got a downhill momentum. I got you.
Not a lot of Rodriguez's in there.
We got a P. Diddy now. Does that count? We tossed in a P. Diddy. What's that? Oh, his name is really...
So for Diddenstein.
Yeah. You're psycho!
No!
P. Diddenstein? Damn it. I had a feeling.
He's a what are they? Israelite? The black Israelite?
Yeah, it's actually Puff Gold Diddy. That's what, he kind of cut that part out. Just went with Diddy.
It's too bad.
Yeah, man. Dude, I do believe in it. I think the only reason, too, and again, the ultimate red pill, COVID-19, everything we went through, the potential of this great reset and all these forces. Dude, during that time, man, it just felt like we were dealing with something inherently so evil and that there was just this permeating evil throughout our world. The summer of love, the lockdowns. The destruction of our society and the norms, the destruction of the nuclear family, you know, all these things that we considered sacred and holy and traditional that were always part of our lives and we thought would be forever this, you know, the fabric of our society, something we could just never deny, was all of a sudden, you know, this fabric was ripped to shreds. And then we were presented with this world, which was the new normal. That they labeled it, the new normal, here we are, here we go, where there's a, you know, gender fluidity and a spectrum of genders, and man is now woman, and back and forth, and up and down, and women are now birthing persons, and, you know, and all white people are racist just because you were born that way, and, you know, now the Constitution, not given us to by God, no, it was a bunch of white men, so we have to destroy that now, too, and tear down all the statues. I mean, that's, so if I look back on the last 3 years, I was literally proven before me, in my eyes, you know, like, oh, this is evil. Well, if we have evil, then we must have good. And so, you know, if we're going down the road of Satanism, man, it's crazy. And yeah, Baphomet, if you look up Baphomet, if you Google him and the image, he is the Baphomet image is a transgender goat demon thing. And, you know, well, my God. Seems like we've really gone down the pathway of transgender goat demons this last few years, doesn't it? Doesn't that image kind of just encapsulate the last, you know, 5 to 6 years?
Is that Kamala Harris? Oh, sorry. There's one where he's smiling.
Yeah, well, you know, so, and I think, I don't know if it's Baphomet or, who's the owl creature? It's the other, Baal, I believe. It's yeah, one of Baal, those two that Alex Jones allegedly filmed them worshiping and, you know, theatrically sacrificing to during his Bohemian Grove drop-in.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah, that was definitely an owl.
It was probably the owl, which I think is the Baal, the B-A-A-L.
B-A, yeah.
So there's all sorts of demons, man. I don't know. Who knows? Dude, look at these Super Bowl shows and anything with a Taylor Swift concert. I mean, it's like witchcraftery and they got pagan symbology going on and they're all into this kind of demonic sorcery, man.
It seems like they're going that way. Yeah.
And then, likewise, anybody who declares allegiance to God or is Christian in any way, like, they just completely destroy those careers.
I know, you know, you cannot be a white Christian.
That's crazy.
That's the most dangerous threat in America right now, apparently.
Yeah, you destroy the white Christians, and then we're going to celebrate Lil Nas X, who has satanic blood flowing through his gym shoes that he's selling to children.
And Bill Maher, who's just like on this, I don't know why he like hates the nuclear family. He's just on this mission to prove that you don't need it. It's like, no, dude, it's been proven for centuries. It's probably what we need to fix America.
Well,
you know?
Bill Maher's a libertine, man. He's swinging liberal single fella, banging the black chicks, right? He's out there.
Yeah, but dude, the way he preaches, it's so... Dude, all you young men out there, you're not going to be some famous dude with a show on HBO, right? You're going to end up being a 65-year-old loser who looks as bad as Bill Maher, but is not getting the young black pussy.
Is he still, though? Are we seeing pictures of Bill Maher out there swinging it with some of the hottest chicks on the scene?
Yeah, I don't. So that's what I mean. Like, I look at that guy, I can't imagine young girls wanting to be with Bill Maher. You know,
he's a man of the middle, man. Come on, he's a centrist.
I mean, I guess, that's true. Girls will always go for money. So if you have the money,
and maybe that's his angle, right? No kids. You don't see anything about Bill Maher crashing his plane into anything. You know, he's not one of those weirdos with a strange hobby where he's pumping millions of dollars. He's just got this house and he travels to Vegas and does shows after his multi-million-dollar contract show on HBO. I mean. So, yeah, he's got the dough. He probably has the wallet to bring in the women.
He's paying for sex, for sure. That's all I'm saying.
We all buy our kisses, right? It, one way or another. We're paying.
That happened to me again today. It happened to me again this weekend. I was telling the one guy, he was. They were talking about, the one kid was like just talking about getting laid and everything, and The older guys were making fun of him, saying he has to pay to get laid. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I brought up the fact that, yeah, but like, the longer you're in a relationship, the more likely you're getting to a point where you're paying to not even get laid.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, a long relationship, you're at a point now where you're taking a girl out, you're having a couple drinks, you're going back to your place, and you don't even have sex.
And then you wait long enough after marriage and you're literally paying to get away from that person. You're taking your own trip to go meet up with the boys over in Vegas for the weekend. I mean, you're pumping more money than ever before into getting away.
To not get laid.
To not get laid. That's right.
You're like not even paying to get laid anymore. It's just, you know.
Yeah, you just want to make some sports bets over in Vegas and see a stripper.